Father, we thank you for today. We thank you for an awesome, awesome day. We thank you that this is the day that you've made, Lord. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. And we thank you for your blood of Jesus that covers us, covers our from head to toe, Lord. And we thank you for that. We praise you. We worship you. We abide in you, in your rest. And we just pray for your word to go forth today the way that you want it to go. It's not from Jeff. We want to hear from heaven. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word. And we just give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're going to be in Matthew 14 today eventually, but I want to read just Psalm 23. I want to read Larry's. This is Larry's psalm. I read it this morning. Because it's like a summary of our faith. And it's always, or usually read at funerals. We didn't read it at gyms, but I read it this morning, and it's just awesome. And I love it, so I just thought we'd read it real quick this morning. It says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Love that. Love that chapter. It's awesome. You know, if you just reading that this morning, you know, what we're going to read today is about rest and that is what God calls us to do. All of our doing comes out of being. And so, you know, him leading us beside the still waters that's him doing it. He does all the work. So it's nothing new under the sun. You know, I was thinking this week, and I know everybody has thought, you know, this same thing is, oh my gosh, Jim's passed away. You know, what do we do? You know, who's going to lead the church? The same leader we had last week, and the same leader we had a year ago, and the same leader Jim had 20 years ago, the Holy Spirit. So it's exciting. There's nothing new under the sun. We read the word, and, you know, I was thinking and writing down just all the things that I learned just over the years with Pastor Jim. A lot of you guys know my testimony, but I was wandering around College Station, Texas, you know, a couple of years of reading the word and praying and knowing that God is real, but the only place I could find him was in this Bible because I didn't know what church was real. So, you know, a couple of years into that, stumbled through Hebrews. It said, "Forsake not the gathering together." And the Lord spoke to me and said, "You need a pastor." And so I said, "Well, you're my Lord, you're my Savior, you lead me to a pastor." And I've shared this here before. But it's a good reminder because the Lord does all the leading. We don't lead our own lives. You know, we do, but it's always, that's a mess. it's better to follow him. But we're going to read today because sometimes when you follow him, it's not easy. Actually, it's not easy at all. So we're going to read something that really spoke to me this week and last night. And so it's in Matthew 14, if you want to turn there. It says, and I, you know, it's funny because there's three stories in this chapter that are powerful. And there was one that I really was meditating on this week, but then you kind of had to go back to the story before. Then I had to go back to the story before that. So I just thought, you know what? We're going to start at verse 1, chapter 14. And it talks about, it says, "At that time, Herod, the tetrarch, heard of the fame of Jesus, and said unto his servants, This is John the Baptist, he's risen from the dead, and therefore mighty works do show forth themselves in him. For Herod had laid hold on John, and bound him, and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, his brother Philip's wife. For John said